definition of being proactive and being on the move. The administration has been on this from the get-go, D said. Really? I'd hate to see it. What you're capable of not doing if you weren't on it from the get-go. This is a fucking joke. Look, the FDA doesn't give a shit about you. It cares about its pharmaceutical partners. It cares about Abbott and Abbott Labs. Culprits here behind this scheme and this disaster. The FDA doesn't move quickly. The White House doesn't move quickly. Nobody cares. You're on your own out here. I've said before, you're on your own out here. Young parents with kids who need formula, you better not sit around and fucking wait. You better be making moves on your own. Don't wait for these criminals to do you a solid. They won't do it. They won't do it. The same crowd wants to poison you and your kids. You think they give a shit whether they get food or not? Oh, your problem is you're too goddamn stubborn. See, you survived the winter of death. Remember Biden said everybody was unvaccinated? Was going to die? Well, that would include kids. See how fucking sick they are. That would include young kids who are born. Newborns and under 4 years old. They continue to be unwashed, so to speak. And unvaccinated. Well, he said anybody unvaccinated was going to die. That includes your kid. So the winner of death was just another scare tactic. There wasn't a winter of death. In fact, regardless what Fauci says, the facts show that if you got jabbed, you've been hospitalized 6, 7, 8 times more than the unjabbed for COVID. So the winter of death was a nightmare, and now they're ushering in a summer of starvation. That's what's going on. So this is all part of the next script, the summer of starvation, coming to a theater near you. It's already actually here at a theater near you. If they were serious about improving baby formula production in the United States, the FDA would open the gates to other upstarts who've been trying to break into the market for a long time, but they're not allowed. We talked about it yesterday in detail. Pain in the morning on Monday. So we're not going to get into that. It's just more bullshit. The White House hasn't done jack fucking squat. And anybody with a brain understands that. But don't worry. Biden administration has dropped billions on bike lanes and speed cameras. That's where their head's at. Not babies. Roads. Cameras. Shake people down for different things. Not bridges. Not the roads themselves. See, that's the problem. Speed cameras to further fleece you. They'll spend money on the cameras, and they'll spend money on bike lanes. They won't spend money on car lanes. We drove all across the United States in the Thomas Paine Caravan across the country. And the RV we drove is still in the repair shop from the roads. And this is not an old RV. It's not fucking Uncle Eddie's. I'm just emptying the shitter. This is a nice RV. 4 years old, 5 years old. Savaged by the poor infrastructure in this country. And I'm being nice when I say poor. So you want to make bikeways and networks of bicycle lanes? How about we do that after we fix the roads? Total disgrace. That's where their head's at. You know why? Why would they be making and dropping billions on bike lanes? Why? Oh, because Mayor Pete rides a bike. Where's my bike?
Bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my
bicycle, bicycle, bicycle.
I want to ride my bicycle. I want to
ride my bike. Mayor Pete just wants to ride his bicycle.
These dopes. Tell me there's not a problem in this country when the most qualified people don't get the position. Could be in the workforce. I really had to worry about that in Fortune 100 companies. When I was at Citi, usually the most qualified person ends up there. They might get passed over occasionally for somebody who ticks off a couple extra boxes, etc. But those people usually fuck things up and cost the company a lot of money. And they're literally shown the door. It's not even like you're demoted. I've seen guys fucking and gals just taken out of the building like they're doing the perp walk with the fucking corporate security. The fuck out. Can I get this stuff from my desk? We'll mail it to you. Let's go. Get the fuck out. Doesn't work that way in government. No. This new clown they have as the spokesperson, boy, she's a perfect fucking example. There's no brains. I don't even have to say anything. We'll just highlight it on a regular basis. You thought Psaki was bad? At least Psaki is a psychopath and she could talk her way out of things. This broad's got nothing. She's dumber than a bag of hammers. Are we going to play her tonight? I don't think so. We will. I'll tell you one thing. I will set up a clip at the end. We'll play a clip of Biden. And we didn't play that yet, right? And he can't keep his hands off of the woman and the little kid. It's disturbing. Put it at the end. You can watch it. I don't even put it at the end, right? Something's wrong with this fucking guy. And you have to start wondering when you watch him how many people he's molested and assaulted and et cetera in his career. And what the dirt they got on this guy is probably epic. I mean, just look at his kids. Jesus Christ. How do you turn out to be such a shitty human being? Oh, your example is a shitty human being. The way this guy, he should not be allowed around any kids. And there was a woman there. It's a goddamn shame, really. He's a widow. Her husband died in the line of duty. I think he was a fireman. And she has her two boys there. She has her hands on, you know, the boy standing in front of her, one of her youngest boy. And her other son is standing in front of Biden, and Biden's behind him. It's fucking disturbing. It really is. It's almost as disturbing as this song on a loop. But it's disturbing. And you have to watch it. It's really, this guy should not be around kids at all. And it's bad. It's bad. You know what? We'll play some of this dumb broad, too, at the end. She says, this new spokes bitch, she got the bitch moniker right away. She gets up there and she says, I'm black and I'm an immigrant and I'm gay. So this is a historic moment. She left one thing out. That's great that you're all those things. And this is a historic appointment as White House press secretary. She left out something more important than any of those things. You're also a fucking moron. That doesn't matter because you're everything else. That's what. There's a first thing she leads off with. I'm black. I'm an immigrant. And I'm gay, so you can't make fun of me out there. Otherwise, you'll be seen as a racist. I mean, cover a lot of bases there. A racist. You hate women. You hate gay people. You hate immigrants. No. We just hate stupid people, and you're a stupid person. Plain and simple. This is a perfect example. If this appointment would happen at Citigroup, they'd say, let's see what she can do. I've seen it happen dozens of times. Let's see what she does. All right. This is fucking, the boss wanted her in, and I'm not in the mood to fight the boss on this. Well, we'll see what she can do. 3 months later, 6 months later, being let out of the building. Get the fuck out of here. You're a menace. You cost us a lot of money. And you go back to your boss and say, we fucking told you. This other person was more qualified, but they weren't as cool with the diversity committee, etc. Perfect example. And this is the first time we see now back-to-back idiots. Psaki was no different. She was a dummy too. This dummy on her first day today, she's rummaging through a notepad. Like, you know, Psaki, I guess, left her cheat sheet behind, her laminated cheat sheet. They got nothing off the cuff. They can't speak off the cuff and handle the press. She's thumbing through a book like it's her second fucking day in law school. And the professor just tuned her up like a piano. Where are the answers? Where are the answers? I've been given the answers my whole life. I haven't had to think for myself. Everything I say is tremendous. Every project I do is incredible. Every paper I write, it's like a fucking a Nobel Prize winning paper. I'm so special. They didn't tell me I would get real questions here. And she sunk first day. She sunk. She won't recover from that. She took a beating her first day, thumbing through her stupid fucking book, looking for answers. You either got the answers up here, babe, or you don't. No book's going to help you. This is a big game. This is a big stage. It's really stunning. I sat there and I thought, why don't you say this and why don't you say that? Why? I would just handle these cats very matter-of-factly. Look, man, don't you guys know how this thing works, man? That's not how these things work. And you go and you discuss how these things work. She got nothing. She doesn't understand a fucking thing. And you know what's stunning? What's stunning is this. They don't even care enough to put somebody up there that has a skill set to lie to you with some at least sliver of credibility to perhaps get you to believe it, to spin things on the fly. They don't even care. That game is over. They don't need skilled people there. They need robots flipping through a book because they don't even care what they say to you. They're happy to point out to you that you're a moron. And they're laughing at you. The very fact that she's there, they're laughing at you. And folks, if you have a kid who's a moron, an underachiever, a flunky, a dropout, a stoner, a dweeb, a weirdo, whatever, and you're worried about what will they do with their lives, take them down to Washington, D.C. Spring for an apartment, and you'll figure it out. They'll figure it out. They'll end up working for the government. Yeah, I was reading part of this broad's book. She has a book. Can you believe it? A book. She's interested in changing the world through policy. So don't expect her to give you any truths about anything. She's up here, and she's in D.C. to change the world. Another cement head. Next! It's like standing in line. Now serving number, let's say, 120. She's number 20,004. Next! You're going to be waiting in line a long time, honey, to change the world down there. It's not going to happen. Couple more stories on pain.tv. We're not going to reach tonight. I get this overall feeling that we've hit our stride and we've done this show justice. And that's what makes me happy. So fantastic to have you along for the ride, both on the Thomas Paine podcast on the public side and on pain.tv and the pain.tv app. Thank you, folks. I'm not even going to do plugs at the end of the show. What do you think of that? The product stands for itself. It's there if you want it. On either side. On the public side. On the private side. It's up to you. If you have loved ones you think they could benefit from it, it's up to them too. If you make the recommendation. We got a lot more stuff this week. We're rocking and rolling. working on a couple other things, some potential surprises. Marie is back on Friday. Marie Albanese, broadcaster extraordinaire. I'm telling you, folks, it's balls of the wall. Find some people telling you the truth, giving you the straight skinny. Find them fast, or you're going to be in bad shape. That's my plug to you. Instead of hawking my wares or whatever people say we do here, I don't think we do it enough. In fact, be told, as far as I'm concerned, please get your head in the game. Please prepare for what could be disastrous things on the horizon. Are they going to happen? I don't know. It sure doesn't look very good. So prepare. What's the harm in preparing? We've been preparing people on here since February of 2020 when I started talking about food shortages. 2020. Yeah. That's 27 months ago. You don't think we know something around here? Okay. Who else has got that track record? I'll wait. No, I won't, because we're done. Take care and God bless you.
President's Twitter account posted the other day, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share. Mm-hmm. How does raising taxes on corporations reduce inflation?
So, are you talking about a specific tweet?
He tweeted, you want to bring down inflation, let's make sure the wealthiest corporations pay their fair share.
Look, you know, we have talked about this past year about making sure that the wealthiest among us are paying their fair share, and that is important to do, and that is something that the president has been working on every day when we talk about inflation and lowering costs, and so it's very important that as we're seeing costs rise, as we're talking about how to build America that's safe, that's equal for everyone and doesn't leave anyone behind. That is an important part of that as well.
But how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example, and to support basic collective bargaining rights as well, right? That's also important. But look, it is, without having a fair tax code, which is what I'm talking about, then manufacturing workers, cops, it's not fair for them to have to pay higher taxes than the folks that who are not paying taxes at all.
Where's Ann? Ann's in the back. And Congressman Adriano Espelot, and Espelot, you can call me Bidden. Not a joke. It's really hard to explain. But this is who you are. It's who you all are. It's really who you are. And I want to thank the spouses and the children of the honorees.
And officers Kyle Baker, Paul Stackenwalt, and Caleb Robinson. Fallen Officer Jason Schuping and Officers Kyle Baker, Paul Stackenwalt, and Caleb Robinson of the Concord, North Carolina. Fallen Second Lieutenant Jared Lloyd of the Spring Valley, New York Fire Department repeatedly rushed into a burning nursing home to carry out elderly residents who couldn't escape in their wheelchairs and walkers. Along with his team, Lieutenant Lloyd rescued all 112 residents. As flames engulfed the building, Lieutenant Lloyd ran back in one more time to make sure no residents were trapped, ultimately sacrificing his life as the building collapsed and demonstrating heroic actions to protect innocent civilians.
Ladies and gentlemen, please remain in your seats as the president departs.
They're really showing themselves to do really well. Come on, man.
Thank you, and I look forward to our discussion.
Mr. President,
Thank you.
They know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet, just in case they do suspect me.
Silver badge, blink.